And now from Treasure Island, oldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 26th. This week in 1956, Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel debuted on the Billboard charts, and it became his very first million seller. In 1985, Chuck Berry received a Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. A U.S. Congresswoman introduced a bill this week in 1954 to prohibit the distribution of lewd, lascivious, or filthy recordings. Well, I don't think that went too far. And then a year later, in 1955, Laverne Baker wrote to Congress, asked them to change the copyright laws that would then ban cover records of R&B tunes recorded by white artists. Well, her efforts were no more successful than the previous year's bill. This week in 1977, Keith Richards was arrested in Toronto, Ontario, for possession of heroin. The Miracles made their first TV appearance, and it was on American Bandstand this week in 1960. An audience member attacked Ray Charles on stage, trying to strangle him with a rope this week in 1977. In 66, Liverpool's Cavern Club, the home to many early Beatles performances, closed their doors. Buddy Holly began his only British tour this week in 1958. And in 1980, two of his glasses, his glasses and the Big Bopper's watch were discovered in police files in Mason City, Iowa, and finally were returned to their families. Aretha Franklin won her very first Grammy Award this week in 1968. It was for the Best Female R&B Vocal for Respect. Jim Morrison was arrested for indecent exposure after a Miami Doors concert this week in 1969. In 1967, at the Coliseum in Ottawa, Ontario, fans rioted after they waited an hour for Eric Burdon and the New Animals to perform. They never did. The group was gone, since they had not been paid by the promoter to perform. Jerry and the Pacemakers released their very first British single, How Do You Do It, this week in 1963. The Johnny's Greatest Hits album by Johnny Mathis was released this week in 1958 and spent the next 9.5 years staying on the album chart. Elvis Presley's plane in the army refueled in Scotland, and thus that really was his only appearance in the UK, happened this week in 1960. Filming began on the Fab Four debut movie, A Hard Day's Night, this week in 1964. VJ Records in Chicago created a new label. They called it Tolly Records, and they released Twist and Shout by the Beatles in 1964. Samuel Cardinal Stritch banned rock and roll from Chicago's Archdiocese Roman Catholic schools this week in 1957. In 1961, the very first Supremes single was released. It was called I Want a Guy. Petula Clark performed before England's Princess Margaret at the London Palladium this week in 1967. The phrase that was made by John Lennon that he very much regretted, "The Beatles were more popular than Jesus," was first published in an article in Britain this week in 1966. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull was given his Member of the Order of the British Empire medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace this week in 2008. In 1968, Johnny Cash married June Carter. A stalker was arrested for trying to break into Roberta Flack's New York apartment this week in 1995. The documentary movie, narrated by Ral Donner, This Is Elvis, premiered in Memphis, Tennessee, this week in 1981. Janis Joplin was fined $200 for onstage profanity by a Tampa, Florida judge this week in 1970. In the studio, Al Hurt recorded Java in 62. The Bobettes recorded Mr. Lee in 57. The Everly Brothers left Columbia Records, signed with Cadence Records, and recorded their first hit, Bye Bye Love, this week in 1957. In 1955, the Four Lads recorded Standing on the Corner. The Supremes cut Reflections and The Happening this week in 1967. Bo Diddley recorded Bo Diddley and I'm a Man in 55. Hall & Oates recorded Rich Girl in 76. And the Rolling Stones were in Toronto this week in 1977. They recorded a live album called Love You Live at the El Macombo nightclub on Spadina Avenue. Rock and roll birthdays. Fats Domino is 89. Mitch Ryder, 72. Johnny Cash, born this week, 1932. Guy Mitchell, born in 1927. Joe South turned 75. Brian Jones from the Stones, born in 42. Barbara Acklin, born in 1944. Gretchen Christopher from the Fleetwoods is 17. Actually, she's a little bit older than that because she's a leap year baby. Jimmy Dorsey, born 1904. Dinah Shore, born 1916. Roger Daltrey from The Who is 73. Harry Belafonte turns 90 this week. Karen Carpenter, born this week in 1950. Lou Reed, born 42. Eddie Money is 67. John Cousel from The Cousels is 61. Chris Rea is 66. Bobby Womack, 73. And Chastity Bono, born to Sonny and Cher, she is 48 this week. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 26th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.